Don't forget your books. You know you gotta learn the golden rule.
Well, yesterday on the big show, I told you about a situation going on out in Edmonds that just sounded like an absolute failure of bureaucracy to me. They just finished building a brand new K through 8 school, Madrona K through 8. The kids are all set to move in this fall, but they're not going to be able to because of a water dispute. So I wanted to get to the bottom of this. Lynn Danielson is with the Olympic Water District out there and joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Lynn, I appreciate you coming on with me today.
You're welcome.
Okay, so as I understand it, the school is all set for the kids to move into this fall, but they have a beef, or you have a beef with them. So what's the story here?
Okay. 2016, we inadvertently found out that they were going to be using what are called deep UIC wells, which is where you take and have stormwater run into a well that's been drilled into the ground X number of feet. These
okay.
are 80 to 120 feet.
Right.
We notified the district of our concerns because this is in what's called our 10-year wellhead protection area.
Mm-hmm.
So the water in this area flows into Deer Creek, which supplies 30% of the water that we sell in our district to about 13,000 people.
All right.
So contacted the district, said we've got a problem with this, went back and forth for about 4 months, 5 months, and then in March, in order to prevent delaying the start of construction, which would have cost the school money, we entered into an agreement with the school and the city of Edmonds that said that we were not going to provide water to the site until an agreement had been reached on how they were going to monitor and test the water that goes into these wells that goes into our water.
Okay, and let me interrupt for a second here because I got to approach mm-hmm. this. I've built a house and I had to deal with water mitigation for all of our drain pipe runoff and all of that. And we had to put in a big underground mitigation system on my property. Where was this permitted, what the school did? Because we couldn't do anything unless the county signed off on it. So was what the school did permitted?
What the school did, what the school requested be done was went through the city of Edmonds' process.
Uh-huh.
And it's my understanding that during the years of 2014 to early 2016, that they had worked with the city of Edmonds. Olympic View was never contacted.
Okay. But the city of Edmonds permitted, or was it the city of Edmonds or Snohomish County that permitted everything throughout construction?
City of Edmonds.
Okay. So the city of Edmonds permitted this. And now you guys are saying, but because you don't have the kind of mitigation system that we are demanding, that you are not going to provide water to the school?
Correct.
Okay. What are the chances of the system they have now contaminating your aquifer that provides the water for your district? What are the odds of that?
Our hydrogeologist believes that what they're doing does not meet the state rules as far as protection of the groundwater sources.
So how do you get permitted then?
Because the city can permit and say, okay, this is how you're going to deal with stormwater.
Mm-hmm.
The next permitting agency is the Department of Ecology. And this is my understanding, and I am not a stormwater person.
Uh-huh.
I do water and sewer. My understanding is what they do is they put together a plan. They go back and forth with the Department of Ecology, who then looks at what their plan is, how are they going to take care of it, the whole situation. And then the Department of Ecology does what's called authorizes the wells.
Okay. Let me get back to my question. What are the mm-hmm. odds, because I'm sure your hydrogeologists must have looked at this, what are the odds that the system that got permitted and that is in place is going to in any way contaminate your aquifer?
The odds, that I can't tell you. I can't tell you that there's a 50% chance, there's a 10% chance, there's a 20% chance.
Is there a 1% chance?
I don't have the odds numbers.
Okay.
And this
is where I get into, because I try to be a government watchdog and I try to look out for the taxpayers. If you don't know what the chance, because this is, so what's going to happen now, in case people didn't listen yesterday, because you guys won't provide water to this new school, instead of moving in the fall, they have to move all these kids and families to in the Alderwood School that's been shuttered out in Linwood, about 15 minutes away. And then at some point, when they reach an agreement with you guys, then they're going to have to move everybody into this new school some point in the school year, if it gets resolved. Is that all correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the cost of that? The reason I ask that, Lynn, is... Because if you don't know if it's a 1%, and the reason I say this is because I've heard so much nonsense with groundwater over the years, like when they were going to try to go after septic tanks in rural King County and suggested that a leaking septic tank could go into a creek, which could contaminate Puget Sound. And it was all nonsense. And I talked to the guy with King County, and it was obvious that they were just making all of that up. If you don't know if it's a 10% chance or a 1/1000th of 1% chance, don't we have to take that into consideration if it's going to be millions of dollars to delay the opening of the school and move kids into a shuttered building and eventually move them into the new building? Doesn't that have to be the part of the equation as a public servant on the part of your water district to look at cost versus benefit?
Right, and we agree with that. So we don't have the costs or any of the analysis that the school system or the school district did. So we don't know what the costs are that they're claiming. What we do know is what we're requesting. So what we're requesting, given the fact that we do a lot of water testing, is we're requesting additional testing to the tune of 8 tests a year for the first 3 years. Okay,
and the district won't do that?
Huh?
The district won't do that?
No, the district won't do that.
Okay, so but you would hook up water to the school with their existing drainage runoff system if they would agree to test the water in your system?
Well, it's testing the water that they're putting into the ground.
Well, how are we
good? We're asking,
how will we know what they're putting into the ground if nobody's moved into the school?
Well, because they've got runoff once they have the UIC wells in, and once they start flowing, we want the water tested 8 times a year for the first 3 years. We then go down in numbers on how many times a year we want them tested.
And you would hook up the school to water with that going forward.
Uh-huh. We sent them agreement on the 25th of May.
How much would that testing cost?
The testing is about $500 to $600 per test.
Okay, so if the school and the school district hasn't returned my calls yet, so that's why I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. So if the school district says, "Yeah, we'll spend $4,000 to $4,800 a year to test the water to make sure we're not screwing up you guys," you will hook them up to water right now and the kids could move in this fall?
There's two other criteria that we're looking at, Dory. One is to extend it beyond 5 years, because that's all Department of Ecology requires, and we believe that if the water is going to be bad, it's going to be bad 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now. The next one is that we want two other monitoring wells drilled, and they're about $50,000, $60,000 each, is my understanding.
Okay, but if there's no problem, then why would you need them to spend $100,000 taxpayer dollars if the system they have isn't creating a problem?
Because you don't know it whether or not it's creating a problem unless it fails.
So
if it quits working.
Right.
So a septic tank.
Okay,
if the septic tank fails, you go in and redo it.
So the testing's not, I mean, I'm trying to mediate this thing when I get the school district. Mm-hmm. So the testing's not enough. You need testing and them to drill these two wells, and then you'd hook them up
to
water?
Testing wells.
Okay.
They're testing wells.
And could they do that before the school year?
Yeah. If they would agree to do this, they've only got 3 wells and 3 of the UIC wells drilled.
Mm-hmm.
So they still have 13 UIC wells to drill.
Okay. And I'll just peel all this back now because I don't know that much about groundwater and wells and school runoff and all that. Do you understand the frustration of taxpayers and people like me who's always frustrated with government when there are two government agencies, taxpayers just spent $50 million to build a new school, and the district and the water district can't get together and get the kids moved in when the school's ready? Do you understand the tremendous frustration and cynicism that that creates with the government bureaucracy in the minds of me and a lot of my listeners?
I do. I 100% agree with the frustration involved. We've tried, like I said, we've tried everything we can to enter into the negotiations. We allowed pipes to be laid without this under the belief that we would reach an agreement.
Why not?
We weren't aware that they were moving.
Why not hook them up and then go after them if there's a problem?
Because we laid the ground pipe with the understanding that we'd reach an agreement, and that was almost 2 years ago.
Right. But they got the permit in good faith, thinking they'd get the kids moved in the fall of 18.
They don't have them authorized by Department of Ecology. Those have not been bought off as good wells. They haven't even been drilled.
So the city of Edmonds permitted wells that are unacceptable? Is that what you're telling me?
They permitted drawings of wells that were projected to meet the criteria.
Got it. I think I got it. I don't know if I got it, but I'm going to try to get hold of the school district too, and I'm going to ask them the same tough questions here, Lynn.
That's fine.
Okay. Lynn, I appreciate you coming on and answering my questions. I really do appreciate you taking the time.
Anytime.
Okay. Lynn Danielson, she's with the Olympic Water District. I'll keep trying to get hold of Edmonds Schools. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973, and we have much more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.